Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of Straight No Chaser, Consciousness Edition, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network here on Blog Talk Radio. And yes, we are still at it. We've condensed things just a bit, but not giving up the opportunity to express the truth, shatter your belief system and your social strata and structure, and empower you with knowledge as it pertains to the matrix that we live in and the illusion that is around us. My prayer that you are surviving circumstances, keeping a positive outlook on everything that is taking place within this society. As you can see, this show is designed to actually, when we first started, this show was designed to bring the unabashed truth. Since then, there's been a lot of people that have hit the airwaves, come out with truther shows and YouTube videos to begin to shatter the myths, tell you about the food, the water, the atmosphere, the government, the illusions and the lies. But you know, all praises to the Most High that there are people that are waking up now to the truth. And I commend every one of you for being daring, courageous, and bold enough to bring forth the truth that you find out about outside of the people that want to debate you and dispute whatever you bring out. You still are willing to take a stand. And don't let anyone make you think that whatever you're doing, whatever you're bringing forth, doesn't make a difference. As you can see, logo, the picture for the Social Change Action Network is about a pebble dropping in a pond and the rippling effects. You never know who you're going to touch, who you're going to change, who you're going to transform. And that is so far-reaching. Truth is very weighty. Truth is something that's not honored or accepted in our society. It's despised, looked down upon, and hated because it alters, brings about vicissitudes, unexpected changes in persons' lives. It alters their perception of life. Perspectives have to change. And unfortunately, if ignorance is bliss, the majority of our people are living in heaven with a desire to be happy, joyful, and to be in denial as opposed to seeing things for what they really are, having to acclimate themselves to the necessary protocol to survive. Because in order to acclimate yourself to necessary protocol, you must discipline yourself. And to be disciplined means to be a disciple. And if you're going to be a disciple, you have to be a disciple of truth. And as you know, if you've listened to some of the other shows, we speak about the laws and commandments that were set in place. Some people want to call them the laws and commandments of life. Well, these are the laws that the Most High has given in order for us to have a life that would be that would conform and be conducive to success. Yeah, but everything right now that is being put in your face in the so-called matrix through propaganda and media is trying to destroy a substratum and a foundation of peace that was laid out for you. Everyone is in the YOLO movement. You only live once. Do whatever you can. Do whatever you want. And do it fast and do it quick. And think not about the consequences. This is not a life discipline. One who controls his soul and spirit is the one that is strong. That is the strongest one. Those that seek to medicate themselves because they can't deal with the pressures of life, vicissitudes of life, because they have no foundation, no structure, no laws, or nothing to live by or believe in, are the ones that will medicate themselves and do everything and anything as some people will say. I don't like to get overly what some people will call religious on this show, but I do stand firm to my beliefs. But there are many belief systems that says, do whatever you want. And unfortunately, that's just not reality. It's called self-control and constraint. And when something is operating in your life to further you to the next level, it comes with restraints. And those are the things that we talk about. I'm your host, Speak Preacher. And there's a few things, a few topics that we're just going to go through tonight. If you want to call in, you're welcome to do so. We don't normally take too many calls, and as I said, the show has been condensed. And the guest call-in number is 213-769-0910. You're welcome to call in if there's something that's on your mind or something that you want to talk about. And it's just a few topics you saw that I listed tonight. And I want to talk about the fact that we are living in perilous times, we're living in some interesting times. Everybody is on edge. I don't think there are too many people in this society that aren't sensing the fact that there is imminent change getting ready to take place in the world, in our society. Tempers, politics, policies, everything is getting ready to boil over. Countries are being disrupted, unsettled, invaded, attacked, all in the name of democracy. Freedoms are being violated. Laws are being ignored. People's rights are being thrown out of the window. And immorality is being shoved to our faces and into our lifestyle. Our homes are being destroyed by policies. Our children's mindsets are being taken away from us. And the ability to function in a normal society no longer exists because the lines have been delved between fantasy, reality, perversion, lust. Morality no longer exists. That was called good is now evil, and evil is good. It makes me say, where do I want to start tonight as it pertains to these topics? And I think I'll start this particular movie that's coming out this weekend, which is very unsettling to me. It's film, brothers and sisters, called The Purge. First of all, you have to understand propaganda, media, and films, which are used to desensitize you, alter your truth and your perception, and present something to you that's a reality so that they can hide it from you, so that you immediately would say, that was something I saw in a movie. So those that are called the elite that run 98% of the media and propaganda to program you, because trust me, the facts let us know that they meet on a quarterly basis to establish and discuss and promote trends in order to lead the sheeple into a certain direction called trending. We've done a show on this before. You can check the archives. This particular movie is unsettling because it echoes a truth of something that we are on the border of, on the horizon, and it's prophetic. And it's all in your face, and you're looking at it as if it's entertainment. This movie, The Purge, is about one day out of the year that society allows everything that is illegal to become legal, including death, murder, rape, robbery. Now, if this isn't desensitizing the public to what's coming upon us with martial law and purging, then what is it? Because the elite feel that there is a portion of society, if you look at the Georgia Guidestones, that they want to decrease population, and they feel that there's a portion of society that they want taken out of the society and done away with as far as it pertains to the sheeple. The other thing that bothers me about this movie is that you'll find out that there's one guy that this family has mercy upon, who's a black gentleman that they allow to come in their home during the purge. Now, know that during the purge is the time that you can take out all of your revenge, those that you want to get revenge on or destroy or kill. This is the time that you're going to be allowed to take out your vengeance on these people. And sadly enough, people, there's an American flag, which is the backdrop for the advertisement of this particular film. And the family is threatened that if they do not give over this young black man over to them, that he's going to be threatened. We already see that it's very much on the horizon that people like Asada Shakur, young men in London, and that the whole scene and understanding of what we saw as terrorists is being changed to religious extremists, and then it's starting to come to race and color. And we understand how that's working, but I won't even get into that. What I'm concerned about is the subliminal message that's being handed out through this film and the idea that most people that are seeing the promotion for this film are thinking that this is a good idea, that we should have this once a year where we wipe out the scum of society, that everybody can become their own vigilante in their own community and wipe out the scum of society. If this doesn't reek of chaos, which would lead to martial law, what does it reek of? To put this in the minds of medicated people, a society that everyone subscribes to, cannabis clubs, or has some doctor having given them some type of drug to help them to medicate and deal with certain things, what else does it say? This is very bothersome to me, because also you have to understand that this is a society, a government, an Illuminati, an end game that thrives on the psychosis of fear. Not understanding, we as a people don't understand that the people that promote this fear are really afraid of the end game of how they know this is supposed to end according to prophecy. Unfortunately, what they don't like is the fact that most prophecies, whether biblical or whatever, are coming true. So they cannot avert it. So in other words, they try and turn around fear and put fear upon a society by putting films and movies in your face that would cause you to be afraid, because at the end of the day, it is a society that is going to beg for transformation, for relief, for help, for protection, for some way to protect their funds, for some type of mark of something, whether it's a mark of the beast or to worship one God, one monetary system, one government, one world. It's going to be a society that's going to wreak, wreak havoc, but not only that, but beg for it. You have to remember that on the back of your dollar bill, it is said that they want order out of chaos, and you can only bring order out of chaos, and we're living in a chaotic society, a very chaotic society. Things are scrambling out of control. Be right back after a quick break at the end of this.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
All right, this is Be the Preacher. I'm back with you. And as I mentioned, that we're not going to be on here long tonight. If you know anything about Jacob's trouble, then you understand that the purge is alluding to the fact that we are on the horizon of what is known as Jacob's trouble. I can go into that on the Sabbath, on Saturdays, if you tune in. But nevertheless, if you look at your concordance or do a reference check in Wikipedia of what is Jacob's trouble, you will understand. So I'm moving on. What I want to talk about is the fact that I don't think many of you understand, and you can also always go to my Facebook page, which is Feed the Preacher, and you'll see some of these clips, some of these videos that I'm not going to play tonight, that you'll be able to do the research on this. And people, let me tell you something. It's important that you do research. We don't have the luxury of time anymore for people who say, oh, that's over the top. I don't believe that. You're the main one that is at the movie matinee every week buying into sci-fi fantasy and believing that's just what it is. when in actuality they're putting truth in your face, because the best way for them to hide the truth is to put it directly in your face, because they disrespect you and know how ignorant you are. Because to be ignorant is to ignore the facts and the truth. So you do yourself a disservice when you say something is over the top, because your comment and your opinion is not steeped in facts. Somebody presents something to you that's steeped in historical facts and documents that can be researched and found out, then you do a disservice by disowning that and putting doubt out there to discredit somebody's statement that is based on facts. And what the problem is that the majority of society has been programmed and brainwashed to not believe anything that is truthful. That is exactly what we're dealing with in society. Nobody wants to believe what is truthful. No one wants to take the time out to research the facts and the evidence, because you have search engines that are wiped and washed daily, YouTube wiped, washed daily, to make sure that you don't know the truth. And those that bring forth the truth come up missing, disappear, are destroyed, killed. These wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, what you don't know is that we are a tyrannical government that are going into other countries destroying innocent people for the sake of technology that has come from fallen beings, fallen entities. And this technology has been around for 6,000 years, 7,000 years, thousands of years. The floods have destroyed this technology over and over again because of a society that became immoral, that promoted gay marriage, rape, robbery, and murder, that defiled the commandments of the Most High. I think that we are back in those times again, as it said in the scriptures, that it would be just like the times of Noah, Sodom, and Gomorrah. Why must you promote your homosexual marriage in my face and force me to accept it? Do what you want to do in the privacy of your home, but don't put it in my face and force me to accept it and endorse it. Our children, because of the blurred lines of sexuality, don't even know who they are anymore because of what they're being taught in the schools. This is the truth you don't want to accept as you lay in your homes with your vaccinations, your fluoridated water, your medication, your weed, and your entertainment. You are numb as hell and can't even make a move and don't know what the hell to do. You are frozen as the entire world is collapsing all around you, while other countries are wreaking havoc upon one another, while Russia's coming into Syria to protect them, while Iran is preparing for war, and World War III is imminent, while we're getting ready to invade Jordan, and all of this is prophetic, and while everybody does an upheaval and the United Nations is destroying every country as we prepare for World War III, there must be chaos, because in order to bring about a mark of the beast, a one world ruler, you must have a society that begs for these things. And sure enough, it's coming. And you, who does not want to be destabilized, because you live in a world that you want to be normal with your 9-to-5, your kids, and come home, you hate destabilization and someone altering your life and your world. But guess what? Your entire substratum and foundation is about to be ripped from underneath you when these demonic beings who are going to present themselves as aliens and alien invasion that they've been around manifest and come about. You're going to question and doubt everything you've ever learned, been taught, or thoughts you knew, and you're going to be seeking for truth and answers, and suddenly the people with these shows, like myself and et cetera, you're going to start to wonder if maybe they knew something that you dared to even listen to, investigate, or research. That's the reason you don't believe. Newsflash real quick on the health tip. Aspartame, something that causes brain tumors and brain cancer and seizures, is now being approved by the government to the point where it doesn't have to be labeled. It's considered natural flavoring. So you may buy something you think is healthy or organic. It says natural flavoring. It actually has aspartame or something that's poisonous to your system. Our people do not even have the nutrition to have the cognizant activity to be able to allow their souls and spirits to thrive and be able to sense what's good and bad and what's right and wrong. You have become desensitized by what exists in society. And this is one thing that is taught by the Most High in the laws, dietary laws, how to eat and sustain yourself with the things that come from the earth. GMOs, I admonish and commend you people who are taking a stand against genetically modified organisms, genetically engineered foods and fruits. Don't give in, don't give up, don't lay down. Keep protesting, keep standing up, and keep trying to grow your own organic foods in your own backyard. If they jail you for it, so be it. Stand up, take a stand. You can cure yourself and heal yourself with the things that the Most High has put in the earth. So you take a stand and know that it is possible. Before we get ready to go, what I want to say is that this entire government and the United Nations, Psalms 83 spoke of, is seeking to immobilize the world as they prepare to fight against what's coming. What's coming out of the sky is not to hurt you. It's to fix and change this world and elevate the meek, for the meek shall inherit the earth. So the most important thing I can tell you tonight is to not let fear rule you or guide you, but to allow your mind, your body, your soul, and spirit to be steeped in love of the Most High and His words. Not dogma, not religious dogma, but who He is and who He is in your spirit. Not some transcendental meditation, Eastern philosophy. That stuff is full of fallen angels and demons. And you would know this if you understood the 1611 Bible and the Apocrypha and the Book of Enoch. And you understood that there's a lot of deception in this world, in this life. Allow your soul and spirit to speak to you so you can stand. There's a war for technology. We have soldiers that are coming up missing. We have ancient crafts in Afghanistan that we're fighting for. We're not fighting for the poppy seeds or for democracy. They have technology from fallen angels that you call demons over there that we want to control, because the technology supersedes that of nuclear bombs, because they know there's a war coming. And you've been told that the war is called the apocalypse. But in actuality, what it is the return of Christ, the man who's spoken of in the book of Revelations, whose skin and feet are like copper, burnt in an oven, like brass. So don't fall for the Caesar Borgia look-alike, stringy-haired, blue-eyed depiction that Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci created for the Borgia. Stand strong. Know who we are, and that change is coming, and you awaken yourself to the truth and do not attach yourself to anything in this world or this life. Be ready to walk away at any minute. Look, I'm V the Preacher. This is Straight Man Chaser, and I'm going to leave you with the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Truth is a journey, not a destination. Got bad love for you. Shalom, shalom.
Spend it all, but have not. My- Where I am, oh, mother, mother, ooh.